USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Former FBI Director James Comey is weighing in on President Trump's pick for Attorney General. Following questioning from Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Comey says he knows and respects William Barr.
Bill Barr is a talented person who was a good Attorney General the first time. I liked him very much then. I think he'll serve the Justice Department well.
Barr is a former Attorney General under George H.W. Bush. President Trump also nominates former Fox News anchor and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert as ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump fires back Friday at former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, calling him dumb as a rock after the ex-diplomat claimed he always had to remind the president some of his plans would violate the law. In a rare public appearance, Tillerson sat down with former CBS News journalist Bob Schiffer during a fundraiser that, according to the Houston Chronicle, Trump fired back on Twitter, saying Tillerson didn't have the mental capacity needed as the nation's top diplomat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
In Kansas City, President Trump addresses a national conference on crime. The president delivered the closing address of the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference, reiterating his desire to rid the country of criminal undocumented migrants.
Since I took office, ICE agents have arrested over 235,000 aliens with criminal records. Think of that. And then you have a lot on the Democrat side. They're saying we don't want to respect ICE.
According to Fox News, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team wrote in a heavily redacted Friday court filing that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort violated his plea agreement by making false statements to federal investigators, including about his contact with Trump administration officials, as well as information pertinent to an undisclosed Justice Department investigation. The filing said the defendant breached his plea agreement in numerous ways by lying to the FBI and Special Counsel's office. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News the memos show prosecutors have nothing on the president, and we're happy about that. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new filing shows Mark Harris, the Republican candidate in North Carolina's unresolved congressional race, owes $34,000 to a consultant that's been accused of absentee ballot fraud. The Democratic candidate, Dan McCready, believes his opponent knew of the scheme and says there should be a new election.
I fully trust the State Board of Elections. I think we need to. It took a lot of courage for a bipartisan board with Republicans, Democrats, and an independent all to vote together 9-0 in an unprecedented decision to refuse to certify this election.
Harris says he didn't know about any wrongdoing in the campaign and supports going back to the voters if any fraud was involved.
If this investigation finds proof of illegal activity on either side, then I would wholeheartedly support a new election to ensure all voters have confidence in the results.
The state has refused to certify the results of the election while it investigates. The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. USA's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
About 20 survivors gathered at Pearl Harbor on Friday to pay tribute to the thousands of men and women lost in the Japanese attack 77 years ago. They joined dignitaries, active duty troops, and members of the public in observing a moment of silence at 7:55 a.m., the time the bombing began on December 7, 1941. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.